Firstly, a big Ashkach to everyone for coming out today to learn. I was just told this morning today's a season opener of football season, is that right? Giants are playing, so that's afternoon. Okay, Vishkoyach for at least not watching the pre-games and coming to learn this Sunday morning. I once heard the name of Rav Nevensal. The Rav Nevensal said that, all right, we can learn without lights. Rav Nevensal, we lost lights, power. So... just this room.
Rabbi of the old city.
Okay, so anyway, so Rav Nevensal had once said that there are two areas of halacha that Americans are very, very, very weak in keeping. And those two areas, he said, was Amir La'akum and Hilchos Chol HaMoed. So I told Rav Weinberger this. He said, Rav Nevensal is being very, very nice. So either way, so one of the areas that need a lot of strengthening is Hilchos Chol HaMoed, and that's very simply because there's no time to learn Hilchos Chol HaMoed. We're in Elul now, we're doing Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, there's a lot to learn. And there's no time to learn for just a few days of Chol HaMoed, so we think it gets ignored because of no time, and same thing Pesach, we're busy kashering, we're busy learning about halachas and baking matzahs and getting rid of chametz. So there really is no time to learn Chol HaMoed halachas, but at the same time it's a very, very serious serious section of Shulchan Aruch, and one has to keep it. So I want to go through the general halachas of Chol HaMoed over the next few weeks while we have some time to learn about it. I want to start with the topic of wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed, which really hinges upon the fundamental question of whether the Issur Melacha on Chol HaMoed is an Issur Deraisa or an Issur Derabanan. So let's begin. There's a Tosfos in Erevin, there are actually a few Tosfos throughout Shas that talk about this particular topic. And the Gemara there is talking about that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. Why? What's the reason? Why not? Because Os, right? Shabbos and Yom Tov is an Os as it is, so you don't need another Os. There's a shaila I like to ask the Bar Mitzvah kids, or kids when they put on tefillin for the first time. So I ask them, so is there ever a heter for someone to wear tefillin on Shabbos? So everyone's simple pashtus is no, there's no heter because there's an Os. You're not allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. But there are two answers when a person is allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. One answer, anyone know the answers?
Find
in the street. The Mishnah Erevin says you find it in the street and you're walking and there's no Erev, so you can't pick it up and carry because there's no Erev. So you could wear the tefillin to get to the next place. That's one heter. The other heter is we don't paskin this way. You know this answer? Oh, there's a Chumas Hadeshin that's brought down in Beis Yosef. We don't paskin this way that if a person doesn't have a bris mila, so he's missing one of the osos, so he could wear tefillin on Shabbos. We could always have as much as two osos. So normally during the week it's bris mila and tefillin, and Shabbos it's bris mila and Shabbos. But if there's no bris mila, so then you become Shabbos and tefillin, then that's the heter. We don't paskin this way, but it's brought down. So we can't wear tefillin on Shabbos or on Yontif because it itself is an os. It's a steer to the os of tefillin. So based on this, Tosos writes in Erevin and other places, Ulechora, number one, Ein laniach tefillin b'chol ha-moed she'ein tzarch os. De'aser b'melacha b'davar she'enu avid. There's an os on chol ha-moed also. What's the os? That you're not allowed to do melacha. On something that's not a loss, that it's not a davar ha'avid, if it's a davar ha'avid, so you're going to lose out business, you're going to lose money, so then you're allowed to do mlacha on Chol HaMoed. But if it's a regular mlacha, one's not allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed, and therefore it's an os. So the os of the Issur Melacha prevents you from wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And then he says there's another os, which is the os of you're chayv to sit in the sukkah, and you're chayv to eat Pesach, matzah, on Pesach, or there's an Isser Chametz on Pesach. So either because of the Isurim, Isser Malacha, Isser Chametz, Mitzvah of Sukkah, Mitzvah Matzah, there are many things going on Chol HaMoed that serve as a symbol, as a sign of Chol HaMoed, therefore asking one to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, Midaraisa. There's an Isser Midaraisa to wear tefillin on Shabbos, on Chol HaMoed rather, according to this Tosfos. Because that's the din. They brought down in the Gemara that once you have an os of Shabbos, it makes it osur. You cannot have two osos. That's the drasha that they make. It's osur. You can't have more than two osos. So then Tosfos brings a Yushalmi. It talks about a situation once on Chol HaMoed. That the certain individual lost his tefillin on Chol HaMoed himself. So what's he supposed to do? So Yushalmi says, they asked Rav Chananel. Rav Chananel said, ask Rabbi Bar Chana. And he said, to tell the sofer to write a new pair of tefillin for you. Because he needs to wear it. And the Mishnah says in Moed Katam that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Kosev Adam Tefillin Umezuzos La'atzmo. A sofer is not allowed to open his business up on Chol HaMoed, but if he lost his tefillin or needs a mezuzah, he's allowed to write his Sefer Torah, rather a mezuzah or tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So you see, you could write for yourself. There's a heter, Yushalmi says, based on the Mishnah, you could write tefillin to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So there's a steer. So the question is, how does Yushalmi understand the Tosus's point? Isn't there an Isim Lacha on Chol HaMoed? Isn't the Isim Lacha itself an Os? So if Lacha itself is an Os, so then how could you wear Tefillin? How could Yushalmi and the Mishnah imply that you're allowed to wear Tefillin? And moreover, that the according to Tosos, how does Tosos deal with this Mishnah? Tosos says that you don't wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But the Mishnah says in Moed Katan that you're allowed to write Tefillin if you need to wear Tefillin. So the Ritva answers, what it means is, if the sofer needs money, needs parnasa, he's allowed to write it for someone to wear after Chol HaMoed. No one wears Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, it's also to wear Tefillin. The only heter to write Tefillin on Chol HaMoed is a person needs to wear it afterwards. So that's how you deal with it. But the Yushalmi says you're allowed to wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. How could you wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Isn't this theory to the oath? You're eating matzah, you can't eat chametz, you're sitting in the sukkah, you're not doing malacha. All these osos we have. So how could you wear Tefillin? That's the kasha we're going to deal with.
What if you are working? Wouldn't that be a reason to wear it? You lose that os?
No, you're not allowed to work. It's a malacha. So that's a special heter. But the general rule is you can't do any malacha on Chol HaMoed. It's aser. There's certain heterim from here. We'll get to why. But there's an isser malacha mederaisa on Chol HaMoed. So if there's isser malacha mederaisa, that's an os. You can't wear Tefillin. So how can Yushalmi say to wear Tefillin? If it's tax season, no. So the basis of the isser malacha on Chol HaMoed, what's the source of this? So if you look at the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, number 4, the Gemara is working off a Mishnah there. Without getting involved in the Mishnah, the Gemara concludes the top line, Michlal de Tervayu Svirlu de Chol HaMoed Asur Beasiyas Malacham. Everybody agrees it's Asur to do work on Chol HaMoed. So what's the source? Menahanimili. So the first opinion holds in the Braisa, it says, Haschag HaMatzos Tishmor Shivas Yamim, you're supposed to protect the Yontif of Matzos, the Yontif of Pesach, 7 days long. Limeid al Chol HaShomoed She'asur Beasiyas Malacha Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. That we see that there's 7 days where one has to do shmira, that means there's no heter malacha, it's asa to do malacha midiraisa. Rav Yonasan learned the Kal Vachomer. There are a few other sources brought down in the Gemara that it's asa to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. But then the Gemara concludes, the very last line in number 4, Halo masan akasav el lachachamim. The Torah was given over, the pasuk was given over to the chachamim. Lo malacha to teach you eiza yom asur veiza yom mutter, eiza malacha asur, eiza malacha mutter. So which day is asur, which day is mutter, which malacha is asur, which malacha is mutter. So the conclusion of this Gemara, what's going on here? On one hand, they're psukim, it's a kasif. On the other hand, it's given over to the chachamim. How do you qualify such a case? Is it deraisa or is it derabanan? Which one would it be? So there are three shitas brought down in the Rishonim. So the first shita is Shita's Rashi, and there are others as well. Rashi writes in number 5, this is Gemara in Moed Katan, he writes, Chol HaMoed is Aser Midaraisa. There's an Isser Midaraisa to do Chol HaMoed, to do Melach on Chol HaMoed. He quotes the Pasuk as, Chag HaMatzos Tishmor Shivaz Yamim. Our Pasuk, you have to do Shmira for 7 days, that means you can't do Melach for 7 days, including Chol HaMoed. He holds the Daraisa. Tosas writes in Chagiga, number 6, L'chora mashma m'lacha de mitzrei bei midiraisa. At first glance, it sounds like from the Gemara it's asa midiraisa, but then he says this is a kasha. This is what your question was. He says, kasha l'rbeinu tam, if it's really asa midiraisa to do work on Chol HaMoed, imkein davar ha'avid v'kame m'lachos disharinan heicha misharu. We know davar ha'avid, as we said before, if it's going to be a loss, the person's going to lose something, he's going to lose his inventory, whatever the case is, he's allowed to do m'lacha. So how could you prevent, how could Hefsein Mamon be a heter for Issa Malacha Madaraisa? Mm-hmm. We don't say on Shabbos, oh, since I'm going to lose out, I could start watering my grass because it's all going to go bad. No. So if it's really Issa Madaraisa, Davar HaAvid wouldn't be a heter. V'chimatzinu Issa Madaraisa miktas aser, miktas mutter. Do we find such a case where some malachas are mutter, some malachas are aser? It doesn't make any sense. Then he writes another reason. He brings a number of proofs why malacha on Chol HaMoed is only dirabanan. What's the reason why we don't do malacha? What's the reason now? You don't do malacha on Chol HaMoed. So he quotes a Yushalmi. This would very likely be the Yushalmi l'shitaso. The Yushalmi writes, quoted by Tosfos, Kulum aser malacha, the only reason why malacha is aser on Chol HaMoed is kidei sheyuhu ochlin v'shosin, that we should be able to eat and drink. V'hu yegin b'torah, we should have time to learn. V'heim pochsin v'ochlin v'shosin mashal lishna d'midrabanenhu. Lishna b'midrabanen, there's a reason. We don't give reasons for the Gemara. For the psukim, rather. For mitzvahs. We learned last week's parsha in Shlomo Melech, Lo Yarbe Lasusim, and Kesef Izov, and Nashim. He said, I know the reason behind this, and I'm going to do it anyways. And he made a mistake, Shlomo Melech. So based on this, we don't learn time with the crow. So Yushalmi is giving a reason. The reason is why the Chachamim instituted Chol HaMoed is Asur B'Melacha is so we're available to eat, drink, and learn Torah. That's the reason. Sounds like it's a Isser Midrabanan only. So based on this, Tosos concludes that Melacha and Chol HaMoed is only Asur Midrabanan, while Rashi holds it's Asur Midraisa. Then there's a third Shita, which is the Shita of the Nemuka Yosef, who is the middle ground. He is a hybrid. And the Nemuka Yosef writes in number 7, quoting from the Ramban, he says, Ramban is hitil pshara, he has a compromise. He says, any malacha that's eino tzarcha moed, that's not needed for the moed, and it's not davar ha'avid, asur min ha'Torah. And anything that is litzarcha moed is mutter min ha'Torah. The chachamim mitivrayim, they asered some of the malachos in between. So certain things are definitely deraisa, mu'asr. Certain things are definitely mutter mitivrayisa. But Chacham came along and kind of tweaked some of those heterim. So there's deraisa's aser, derabanan's aser, and then mutter completely. So there's some in between shita of the Ramban. So those are the three shitas about malacha and chol hamoed. Deraisa, derabanan, or some mix in between.
Is it the Ramban or the
Nemuka Yosef quoting the Ramban. So what are the nafka meanings if it's deraisa, derabanan, or somewhere in between? So the Be'er Halacha quotes all these shitas. It's number 8, 9. He gathers all them together. Some say they're Isa, some say they're Banan, and others are in the middle. And he says that the nafka mina is, of course, if it's Safik. Let's say there's a case you're in doubt whether or not it's a Melach or not. Somehow a situation presents yourself. Is this their Isa? Is it their Banan? I don't know if it's a Melach or not. So if it's an Isim Midir Banan and you're not sure if it's us or not, you could be Makil. Certain things are definitely Usr and certain things that are definitely Mutter. And certain things you're not sure about. So if you're not sure about that case, whether it's us or not, you could be makil if you assume it's a dirabanan. But if you assume malacha and chol hamoed is an isid deraisa, then safek deraisa luchumra, you have to be machmir. So that's one nafkamina. Now the Chuvat Radbaz, one of the early achronim, had an interesting question. He wanted to know whether or not you're allowed to kill bugs and flies and insects on chol hamoed. Sounds like a very strange question. What?
In the sukkah.
No, it could be in the sukkah, anywhere in the house, wherever you are, even on Chol HaMoed, Pesach, or even if it's raining outside, are you allowed to kill insects that appear in your house? That was an interesting shaila he was asked. So he says that this question of killing bugs and insects hinges upon whether malacha on Chol HaMoed is deraisa or dirabanan. That's what he says. He says, if it's deraisa, so the only way you could do any malacha, now killing is a malacha, right? What's the malacha of killing bugs? What?
Killing.
Okay, what's the avos malacha of the lamentesh malachos? Shechita. So it could be us. It's us and midrash. It's one of the malachos. So the only way you could allow for killing bugs on yontif is if it's letzarach hamoed and it's a tzarach adam. There has to be a certain need for it. But if there's no need for it, then you can't allow for it on chol hamoed. But if it's only malacha midirabanan, he writes, so then it's much easier to permit one to kill a bug on yontif. He goes through the different things. He ends up concluding that since the bugs serve as it's mitzar adam, it bothers a person, and it's somehow a tzorech adam, he thought, so therefore one's allowed to kill insects on Chol HaMoed. Even though you could have just chased it away and got rid of it in a different way, he still thinks it's mutter to kill bugs on Chol HaMoed. Sounds like a very strange question. But what's interesting about this is he said it really depends on whether it's deraisa or whether it's dirabanan. That's really what the question depends on. Now, how do we paskin? How do we paskin about chol hamoed in regards to malacha? So Shulchan Aruch number 11 writes that chol hamoed is aser b'ktsas malachos u'mutter b'miktsasan. Like we know, some things are mutter, some things are aser. And the Ramah adds, l'fish tzorech ha'inyan shehaya nira l'chachamim lahatir. Depends on how the chachamim felt. So he doesn't really tell us whether it's deraisa or derabanan. He's pretty much quoting what the Gemara in Chagiga says. So the Magen Avraham thinks one place he thinks it's deraisa, one place it's derabanan. It's really very unclear in the poskim how to paskin whether it's deraisa or derabanan. So it's really depends on a number of various points about davar ovid, tzar chamoed, maisa hedyo, maisa uman. It's very complicated. We'll get to in the next few weeks if it's a skill versus a not skill. Let's say we're doing ksiva probably next week. Calligraphy or a safras, that's a maisa uman, so that's not allowed to be done on yontif. But a regular writing might be considered Maisa Hedyo. That's not professional. It might be mutter. Is typing on a computer, is that Maisa Uman? You know, it comes out very professional looking, but it's like a hit of the finger. That's not really, the action isn't a Maisa Uman. So that depends on many things also. Is it considered Tzarech HaMoed? Is it necessary for me? Is it Tzarech HaRabim? Is it... So there's a lot of different categories we're not addressing right now, but it's complex how we paskin in the end of the day whether it's a deraisa or derabanan.
Even things like just turning on a light or driving a car, even if it's a no yontif purpose at all, those who say that that's awesome?
If, according to what we're seeing right now, we're not going to discuss all the zinyanim, all the various aspects, we're going to focus back on hanachas tefillin, but seemingly if you assume it's deraisa, then you should not just turn light on for no reason. And even if you assume it's derabanan, if there's mamish no reason, it seems right now that one shouldn't just do that. So we'll get, maybe in the next couple of weeks, try to address some of those other applications. But just generally speaking, whether it's deraisa or derabanan, that's a big machlok because we've shown him, and even in the poskim had a paskim. Now what's the reason for the isser in the first place? So he said if it's an isser mit deraisa, there's no need for a reason. It's gzeiras hakasev. If it's a takanas chachamim, so what was the reason for this? So we already saw brought down in the Yushalmi to make us available. If we're busy doing work and driving cars and working in our fields, we won't have time to sit down, eat, drink, and learn. So to make us enjoy, have a Simchas Yom Tov on Chol HaMoed. If you look at the Ritva number 15, this is the Ritva Moed Katan, he writes in a similar way. He writes, Kiatam Iser, and then bold, Kiatam Iser Melachos B'moed Hu Mishum Tircha, because we're going to get so involved. We don't want to minimize our enjoyment of the regel. Lefikach, for that reason, hitiru chachamim kolshu tzar chamoid. Anything, since it's only an isser mederbanon, any time there's any little bit of a heter, any reason to allow for a heter, they allowed for it. So if it's tzar chamoid, if I need to go buy things for and drive to the store to buy for my food on chol hamoed, that's a heter. And they also permitted chol shahu davar ha'avid. Okay, so the whole reason why they made a tircha is for us to enjoy Simchas Yom Tov. But if not doing melacha is going to take away from Simchas Yom Tov, so then they allowed us to go shopping. So we need to do something. Again, the whole point is to create Simchas Yom Tov. If we're busy going to work, we're busy working in our fields, we won't have Simchas Yom Tov. So now we're enjoying eating. Problem is, I need to buy food from the store. So now, by me not doing work, that prevents me from getting additional Simchas Yom Tov. So to buy something from the store, or to go to a Chol HaMoed trip to have Simchas Yom Tov, that was permitted. Anything Tzarech HaMoed was permitted on Chol HaMoed. Okay. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tov, it's a little bit more complex here. There's a big Mishas Yavetz, I think we have down in the base Medrash of Zhulti, has a fascinating piece, how to understand Shittas Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, he writes that Chol HaMoed is Aser, because it says Nikra Mikra Kodesh. Now, if you read that alone, what would you understand? Mikra Kodesh tells us what? It's deraisa. He quotes a pasuk. But then he writes a reason. He says Kidei Shelo Yehe Kishar Yemeachol Shein Ben Kedushas Klal. No, the reason why there's an Isam Lach is to distinguish Chol HaMoed from a regular weekday. There's something different. We have different amount of aliyahs. We have four aliyahs. We wear different clothing according to many poskim. So we have other differences also, so the Aser Melacha, that sounds like it's only the Rabbanim. So there's a steer within the Rambam. So I'm not getting involved in Shittas Rambam, but it's noted in the Mishnah Shavitz, there seems to be a steer, and he deals with this. Rashi also has a steer. Rashi writes in Moed Katan that the reason why you can't do Melacha on Chol HaMoed is because of Tircha. What does that indicate to us? It's Aser Mid Rabbanim only. Tircha was the reason not to do Melacha. But he writes later on in Moed Katan that Chol HaMoed is Aser B'Melacha Mid-Deraisa. So one hand Rashi says it's Deraisa, yet on the other hand he gives a reason of Tircha. That's another stira. Anyone familiar with the Ramban al Torah? The Ramban writes that Tircha is Aser Mid-Deraisa. He's trying to describe what exactly is the Melacha that's Aser on Shabbos. So he explains anything that's involving Tircha, that's the definition of Melacha of Shabbos. So there is such a concept that Tircha might be Deraisa. So although Rashi writes it's Deraisa, he could still hold the reason is because of Tircha. Either way, just trying to bring out some of the major shitas, is a machlokas, whether the reason why it's Aser, whether it's Deraisa, or whether it's Derabanan. How do we bring that back full circle now to Hanachas Tefillin? To wearing Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So we start off by saying that Tosafot said it's usur to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why? Is it usur to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed?
Os.
What? Os. What's the os? Right. No, what's the os of Chol HaMoed though? Yom Tov. Which aspect of Yom Tov? The Isser Melacha was the first thing. The Isser Melacha. So he held, since it's usur to do Melacha on Chol HaMoed midaraisa, that's an os on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, you don't wear tefillin. Yushalmi says that you're allowed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why? What's the reason?
Because
what?
Some melacha muta.
He holds that Chol HaMoed only usur midirabanan. So they hold midaraisa, so you're allowed to do melacha on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, there is no os on Chol HaMoed at all. And that's why the Yushalmi and those poskim hold, you can wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So the question of wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not depends on how you understand the melacha on Chol HaMoed. If you assume melacha is deraisa, then you don't wear tefillin. But if you assume melacha is mutter midiraisa, then one would wear tefillin.
Before you said can, I mean, is there a should or shouldn't, or is someone seemingly based on what was just said, someone can't, there's no doubt.
No, so based on the Gemara that said it earlier, that one cannot wear tefillin on Shabbos, it's usur to wear tefillin on Shabbos, because Shabbos itself is an os, so if you assume that there's an os on Chol HaMoed as well, it would be usur as well to wear. Now just to address one point on the side, that Tosas mentioned there was another os that appeared on Shabbos, on Chol HaMoed. He said, eating matzah, sukkah, and chametz.
Right.
How do you deal with those questions? So that's more of a side point, but just to mention one thing about matzah. So matzah, it's possible only when there's a chiv, does it serve as an os. There is no chiv. There's no chiv to eat on Chol HaMoed. There's a kiyum mitzvah, perhaps, according to some. The kiyum exists, according to the Cheskuni, according to the Gra. There's a kiyum to eat matzah the rest of the days. But that's not an obligation. So that might not serve as an os. Ah, isn't an os to do chametz? No, an os is when there's something that's active, positive. Not doing something doesn't serve as a melacha, doesn't serve as an os. Get back to the question of melacha also, that's also passive. But these are some of the questions you have to deal with about the other osos that appear on Chol HaMoed as well. But either way, the simple understanding again to whether or not one wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not really depends on whether melacha on Chol HaMoed is asur midiraisa or asur midirabanan.
Didn't that thing throw away the deraisa idea about the Dava Avid if they allowed it? And would throw out the whole idea of it being a deraisa because the Dava Avid couldn't know.
Yeah, that's a big question. That's a big question, Dava Avid. So if you assume it's really deraisa, so how is there ever a heter Dava Avid? Good question. I don't know how Rashi deals with that. I'm not sure what the answer would be. It has to be some combination. Even if you hold to the Raisa, Chachamim were able to oker Davar Min HaTorah. In certain circumstances, they could somehow permit it. But it's hard to explain it's really the Raisa. The most popular explanation is it's some combination, some compromise in the middle, where it's the Raisa with giving wiggle room to Chachamim to define what is actually Asr and what's actually Mutter. We have a number of cases like that, where the concept is the Raisa, but the applications are Dirabanan.
Oker is only on the Mitzvah Saseh, but not on the Mitzvah Saseh.
Right. Yes, I'm not sure. It's only b'shevi al tase also, but it's more complicated. I don't know exactly what the answer would be. But pashtus is it's a concept. It's deraisa that gave the chachamim the ability to define when it's usur and when it's mutter. So how do we paskin? So there's the well known shita in the Beis Yosef number 19, the very last line. He quotes from the Sefer Truma in the bottom of number 4. One should therefore wear tefillin without a bracha. That's a nice compromise. You wear tefillin to fulfill those shitas who think you should wear, but you don't say a bracha not to go against the ones who say you shouldn't wear. That's a sefer atshuma. But then he quotes from the Maharam, Hayom Mevarech Aleihem. Maharam Rutenberg, the Rebbe of the Rush, would wear, the Rebbe of the Ashkenazim, would wear tefillin with a bracha. But then the Beit Yosef famously writes, "V'achshav nowadays, nogu kol b'nei svard, all the svardim shelo la nichem b'chol hamoed. They don't wear tefillin on chol hamoed. Shvishamati. The reason is shemikodem hayumanichin. They used to actually wear b'chol hamoed. Kedivei Harush. They used to hold like the Rush. They remember the Rush. Where the Rush live, and he moved. Anyone know? He lived initially where?
Germany,
and then where did he move to?
Spain.
So now he's among the svard. So the first time where the b'nei Ashkenaz and b'nei svard met each other." So the Rush was there. They used to follow the Rush in Sfard, in Spain. But then, acharkach, afterwards, Matsu Shekasev Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai, they found in the Zohar that says, B'maimer Echad, She'osir la'anicham b'chol ha'moed, V'alkei nimnu milanicham b'chol ha'moed. It's osir to wear, it says the Zohar, you cannot wear tefillin on chol ha'moed. Now this gets into a larger question, maybe for another shir, how do you deal with when Kabbalah says one thing and Halacha says something different? Now this isn't really a classic example because Halacha doesn't really say anything so clear about Chol HaMoed. The Gemara doesn't mention anything. The Rush has a chiddush based on certain rayas, but it's not so clear cut. But that's a larger discussion, Kabbalah versus Nigla. How do you stream the two together? But that's what the Beis Yosef says. They changed the minug based on the Zohar.
Who changed? Everybody? Or just
the Bnei Svar. The Bnei Svar changed. Okay. Now, Shulchan Aruch writes, let's get really to the bottom line now. The Shulchan Aruch writes in number 20, B'chol HaMoed, Gam Kein Oser Laniach Tefillin Me'atam Hazeh Ba'atzmo. You can't wear tefillin, that's the Svardim Paskin that way. Shemei Chol HaMoed Gam Heim Os, they are an Os, namely the Isser Melach is an Os, and Isser Medereisa. But the Ramah writes, V'yei Shomrim, Shechol HaMoed Chai B'tefillin. Ramah and the Ashkenazim all Paskin that one does wear tefillin, because they seemingly hold that there is no Os on Chol HaMoed, because Melacha is only Isser Medirabanan on Chol HaMoed. The custom was to make a bracha even on tefillin, but we say not to. Don't say it out loud. Say it quietly. This is what the Ramah Paskins like. The Gra, and this is the custom in Eretz Israel.
What was the reason for quietly?
Because he didn't want to go against the ones who said not to wear tefillin.
In the same shul.
In the same shul. He's not talking about the same shul necessarily. Even in the shul that's all Bnei Ashkenaz, don't say it out loud. So the Gra writes that Ein, the number 21, right in the middle, Ein l'deya zu ikerklau. There is no basis at all for the opinion that says to wear tefillin. The Gra, of course, learned the Zohar. He was familiar with the Zohar. And the Gra says, do not wear tefillin. He's very much against wearing tefillin. And that's to all his followers kept as well. That's the minhag of Eretz Yisrael, not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. In fact, the Maaser Rav, it's brought down from the Talmidim of the Gra, that he was sown be'isuchag, number 22, isuchag, he was mizdareiz me'ol laniach tefillin baboker. Early, he would wake up very early the next morning, as if he wouldn't wake up early any other morning, he didn't really sleep much. But as if, let's say pretending he would sleep, he slept every 4 hours for half an hour, that was his minug. So he woke up early the next morning, as soon as possible, to wear tefillin, because he hadn't worn it in the past 7-8 days. He was so excited to wear tefillin. He didn't wear it at all during Chol HaMoed. Okay, so that's the machlokes poskim, what to do.
The Chassidim,
as we know, what do they do? They don't wear tefillin. So we'll see, interesting, later on, the Kloisenberger Rebbe has an interesting tshuva that in Sanz, the Bachim, I don't know what's actually practiced, but he brings such a custom that they would actually wear tefillin in Sanz. Is that true? Did you see that at all? The Bachim?
You know, I was there Pesach, I didn't
see it. Okay, fine. I'm not sure, maybe it's not practiced anymore, but it's an interesting maisa that took place, we'll get to at the end. But most Chassidim, probably all Chassidim, do not wear because of the Zohar. They don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Okay. So in terms of some just halach l'maisa, practically what to do, those who wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should take off the tefillin, of course, before Hallow. Once here, it must have been, I'm not sure, a Sukkot or Pesach, but we were davening here in the shul upstairs on Chol HaMoed, and someone did not take off the tefillin yet. And Rav Weinberger was very adamant to the individual to take off the tefillin now because you can't wear them during Hallow.
Oh yeah.
So there was no mechitza at the time. Up here, we had no mechitza. So we're davening upstairs.
On the first day of Hallow, Pesach, must keep the tefillin on because the laning is about the
tefillin. This guy didn't know.
Why is it so important to take tefillin off for Hallow?
I'm not sure. Apikabala must be something. Must be saying apikabala. I don't know. Now the custom is that people take them off during tefillin. Rather, what?
You want to show that it's different, and therefore we take the.
But why b'hal? Before Musaf, I took a keser.
But halal is connected.
Right. But halal, I think, more part of Shacharis, though. Because we go right into it. There's no Kaddish in between. So, but the reason on Rosh Chodesh, we Musaf and everything because of keser, for Nusach Svard. That's why we take it off. For Ashkenaz, we don't take keser, so it's unclear why we take them off then. But I'm not sure why halal. It must be something deep that I don't know. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says the custom has developed that one should take off tefillin after Kedusha during Chazaret HaShatz, but you should be very, very careful, like the Mishnah Berurah always is makbid on, to pay attention to Chazaret HaShatz. One shouldn't take off, a person's wearing tefillin Shel Rashi and tefillin Shel Rabbeinu Tam, Mishnah Berurah is very adamant not to do it during Chazaret HaShatz because you can't pay attention to Chazaret HaShatz. Rav Weinberger does take it off for other reasons, and others do as well during Chazar Tashatz, and he has reasons for this, but one has to be very careful. Notice he's saying Amen to every single bracha as he's doing this. So those who do take off the tefillin during Chazar Tashatz, be very, very careful to say Amen and pay attention as you're going through it.
What's the other reason why it might be a problem that not to do it then?
Because you're not paying attention to Chazar Tashatz.
Why do they do it?
Why does? You have to speak to Weinberger about that. Speak to him.
He says better not to, but we're all in a rush. So.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Now, Mishabur also suggests that those who wear tefillin should have some type of tanai in doing so. Before they place the tefillin on, they should think in their mind, if I'm chayiv in tefillin, so I'm doing the Shem Mitzvah. But if I'm not chayiv in tefillin, so then I'm not doing the Shem Mitzvah, and this way I could avoid being over Baal Tosef, right? Wearing a tefillin and fulfilling a mitzvah when you're not supposed to possibly could be a violation of Baal Tosef. Again, that's a larger topic. But that to suggest that tonight he says, have in mind whether I'm chayv or not chayv, that should be before placing on tefillin.
But then there would be no bracha, no? You can't do it with a bracha and say there's a condition that maybe I don't need to...
It's a great shaila. The post can talk about this by Sfir, so Omer as well. Let's say a person's davening before Tesa Kochavim. And it's after Shkia, right. Maybe even before Shkia, maybe some heter. Say a bracha al tanai, if now there's time, if I don't remember later on, they discuss whether you can make a bracha on a tanai. It's a very good question. Nedim Mishabura says, those who do wear Rabbeinu Tam do not wear it during Chol HaMoed. Is that true? I don't wear Rabbeinu Tam yet? You don't wear it during Chol HaMoed?
No.
But you don't put it on, right?
But
okay, they wouldn't wear tefillin at all. That's true. Guy who would wear Rabbeinu Tam seemingly wouldn't be wearing tefillin anyways. Okay. And then he says, as we all know, then he writes... And as we all know, one shouldn't do the same two different minhagim in the same shul. Some wearing tefillin, others not wearing tefillin. Now we live in a place of big melting pot, so people do wear. But the custom in many shuls is those who wear tefillin are usually sent behind as nashim. It's a bit of an insult to them, but that's what's been done, and that's what we do. I'm sure in Ashkenazi shuls, maybe the other way around, those who wear tefillin maybe in front of the, and then the those who don't wear tefillin are the chassidim are behind the mechitza. I don't know. Young Israel, okay. Fine. There's a shaila that's brought forward once to Rav Vosner, and there was a family that was making aliyah. And I mentioned before that the Groz Minog, and that's the Minog of Eretz Yisrael, is to not wear tefillin during Chol HaMoed. So this individual was making aliyah with his parents, and his father's custom was to wear tefillin, but in Eretz Yisrael, nobody wears tefillin. So is he able to undo the Minog of his father to keep to the Minog of the Makom now? That was the shaila that he was asked. So I had a similar shaila to this also. When I used to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed before I came to Aish. No, before I, so I was in 12th grade though. So when I was in 12th grade, my older brother was in Eretz Yisrael learning for the year. So our family we're planning to go to Israel for Sukkos. My father said that no one wears tefillin in Eretz Yisrael, like we're saying, so we shouldn't wear tefillin either. Moreover, my father's father, my grandfather, didn't wear tefillin either on Chol HaMoed. So why was my father wearing tefillin? So when my father became bar mitzvah, so he asked his Rebbe, what should he do on Chol HaMoed? So the Rebbe didn't ask him, what does your father do? The Rebbe said, where's your father from? So he told him where in Europe he's from. He said, oh, Mestama, he wore tefillin, so you should wear tefillin. The Rebbe, I guess, my father asked the question, he probably didn't realize that he probably thought my grandfather didn't wear tefillin at all, he didn't know halacha, wasn't from, I don't know what he thought. He should have asked my father, what did your father do? And he didn't ask that question. So growing up, for my father, till he was, I don't know, 50 years old, he was wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and my grandfather wasn't wearing tefillin. So then we asked the Shaila, and the Rav said, you could do a Taras Adarim, because we should have, not wearing tefillin in the first place, keeping Tar Minag, we come from Chabad originally, so we stopped wearing tefillin from 12th grade on. Now this individual though, this Shaila, his Minag of his father was to wear tefillin. Now he's going to Eretz Yisrael to move. Could he stop wearing tefillin now? Is that a violation of Minag Avosenu? So what the Rav Vazir writes is that he thinks that's not a problem of violating the Minag of the father. And the reason is because he quotes from that Zohar we mentioned in the Beis Yosef, who says that Rashbi says there's a big Isser to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the Beis Yosef himself admitted that they used to all wear tefillin. The minhag was to wear tefillin, b'nei svard, like the Rush said. And they changed their minhag because they came across the Zohar. So we see that if the entire b'nei svard could do that, change their minhag avoseinu, so certainly this individual could change his minhag as well to follow the Zohar. says maybe you're going to say it's different. Because when it came to Bnei Svar, they didn't know that Zar. They were unaware of it. So now they could change. But now we live in a world where we know Bnei Ashkenaz, we know Bnei Svar, and yet even though knowing the Zohar, the Bnei Ashkenaz chose to wear tefillin. They knew the Zohar, they threw the Zohar out. So maybe that should make matters worse, and therefore the minhag of his father was stronger, and they should have to continue to wear tefillin. So he ends up saying that despite that distinction, he still doesn't think it's a violation of this Isser following the minhag of the father. And therefore he suggested that this individual can stop wearing tefillin when he moves to Eretz Yisrael. That's how he passed away.
So the situation with me is a little different because I didn't have any minhag of any laws of the father. I just became a Baal Teshuvah, and at that time I was asked, do you want to or don't you want to?
Right.
So I just came up with one. I said, I will.
All right, great decision.
So I have until now, but what if I want to change?
Okay, so we can discuss that. We'll discuss it afterwards, your case.
We'll make you come back.
Yeah.
Why is it even a question of what you should do in whether it's short? You can't buy it. Once there's a minute, you can't say, yes,
so very good. So Lamaisa, what do you do? Let's say you do have the minhag to wear tefillin. What are you supposed to do Lamaisa in Eretz Yisrael? So someone was telling me before, he didn't know this rule. He thought everyone, he didn't know people didn't wear tefillin, and he put tefillin on in a shul, and he started like yelling at him for wearing tefillin. So the eitzah there is to, when you go back to your apartment or wherever you're staying, wear tefillin by yourself.
But you can't, isn't that like...
No, it's betzina. It's betzina.
But you have but you can't be yotzim, you can't be yotzim in a klal. You just, you can't.
That's not yotzim in a klal. That's betzina. No different than a Bnei Eretz Yisrael who comes to America. We keep 2 days, he keeps 1 day. So he's not allowed to do any melacha in front of us. But Betzina, he's allowed to do certain things.
That's only because he's here for a day.
That's fine, but you're in Eretz Yisrael. If you're going out to a visiting, same idea.
If you're living there, you can't.
So once you're living there, if a guy lives there and now full time, I hear that point. I hear that point. I hear that, yeah.
Rabbi, what's considered putting on tefillin? You have to go through the all the davening and shemona esrei with it. I mean, is putting on tefillin like?
Yeah, I got you. So it's right. So it's enough to simply wear tefillin and just say Shema, right. And then
so
you're fine.
Do that before you go.
Yeah, if you're
cover yourself and then go to school, what have you lost?
Yeah, if you have the minhag to wear tefillin, then yeah, you could certainly do that.
You haven't lost anything.
Right. Okay, let me share with you one last.
Isn't that simple? Aren't you covered?
Yeah. So let me share with you one last tshuva here from the Kloisenberger about a shaila. Could be. It's fair. It's possible.
You can't change minhag to Eretz Yisrael either.
Yeah, certainly possible. Yeah. So this shaila that he writes in the Divrei Yitziv, he wanted to know about a certain individual who became bar mitzvah on the first day of Pesach when he should wear tefillin. The first time he should wear tefillin. So the custom of tzanz was not to wear tefillin at all before he became bar mitzvah. They didn't want to jump the gun. Wait till the first time where you're chayim midiraisa. Don't ruin the first tefillin when you're only chayim midirabanan. Wait till you're deraisa. That Ramah brings this down. So that's the custom. Now the problem is his first day, he's yomtif. So he doesn't wear a yomtif. Now do you wear it on chol hamoed? So chassidim paskim, we don't wear tefillin on chol hamoed. But he brings down such a maisa from his father, that one should actually wear, for the kids, for the bachrim, should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why? Why should the bachrim wear tefillin and the adults not? So he says that one of the reasons why we said you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed is because Chol HaMoed is an os. And one of the oses we mentioned was the eating of matzah. Eating matzah is an os. So he has this chiddush that how is matzah an os? Only if you have the proper kavanah, the proper l'shem shemayim, proper das, does matzah serve as an os. But if it doesn't, if you don't have those proper kavanahs, then matzah doesn't serve as an os. So his maisa happened once that he went to the Beis Medrash. He saw all the little kids running around, playing, fighting, arguing. He said, I don't get how this, how do you guys, didn't you eat matzah last night? Didn't you have matzah to eat? How are you guys acting like this? It doesn't make any sense. When you have that kedusha of matzah in your body, you shouldn't be acting like this in shul, in a Beis Medrash. So you realize clearly that the matzah wasn't affecting them at all. They didn't have the proper das, and it wasn't serving as an os. So since there's no os anymore, he paskin that they have to start wearing tefillin. And for that reason, they wore tefillin. Now, I don't know the history, if that happened, where it happened, if it still does happen, but that's what's brought down by the Divrei Yitziv.
So the os is not to the public, the os is to yourself.
To yourself, that has to somehow be an experience to you that you're taking to a new level, it's somehow affecting you and serves as an os.
I understand, but I'm just questioning what os means. I thought os was an outward sign that the public could see something.
Right. All right.
That's right.
Wait, so, Rabbi Levin.
Yeah.
The Rebbe is saying that he saw below bar mitzvah,
there's no tefillin to wear. No. Above bar mitzvah, kids were 13, didn't yet get mature. They're not 18 years old yet.
They had matzah last night.
They had matzah. It wasn't affecting them in any way. So
they had to put on tefillin.
Had to wear tefillin, yeah. Fascinating. All right. So in the end of the day, we'll just quickly summarize here. We saw there's a machlokas, three-way machlokas, whether or not Balacha and Chalamor is deraisa, derabanan, some compromise in between. And that really dictated to us whether wearing tefillin is either Aser on Chalamor or Mertzah on Chalamor. We saw a big machlokas, B'nai Sfarad versus B'nai Ashkenaz. Chasidim and others passing like the Zohar one should not wear tefillin on the Chalamoid. And that's it. So, Mir Tashem, next week we're going to discuss emailing and texting and using computers on Chalamoid. Everyone have a wonderful day.